We about to talk some shit. Talk some shit. What up, what up, what up? You already know you tuning in to Talking Shit with Cammy B and Swaggy. And today, we gonna be walking like we talking like every day, baby. But we gonna be talking that shh, which stands for stay humble and hustle hard. And we got a little shit to talk today, so what are we talking about, baby?
Today we talking about the black experience.
The black experience. Ooh, that's a heavy one. Oh, we both was like, ah. You know, where do we start with that? Because I feel like my experience is gonna be different than your experience. It's gonna be different than her experience. I think that all of us have a different one. And I think as a man, it's really tricky for y'all in particular. Especially like with you being in the industry and stuff like that, and even just with opportunities, like how do you feel like that's been? I feel like it's hard. I mean, for me in particular, I can only speak for myself, but as being a young black actress, entrepreneur, girl bossy, whatever, it becomes hard. The opportunities just aren't there as much. And then, you know, usually you're getting looked over most of the time. And I think that's men too. And I think it does have to do with you being black. I think we have to be more excellent and more dope to overcompensate for being black. A little bit.
I don't even know. Like, I don't think no one even knows, you know, and I know the powers that be get tired of hearing it. They were able to, you know, we were able to switch the tables and give them a little color for about a year. Those white women could become black for about a year.
Right, they yes.
They would understand what it is. They would understand, you know, what it feels like. They would understand why, you know, the change decisions. That has never happened is the, you know, trigger.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
A lot of us. And, you know, just saying, it's just nothing to play with, you know. And
it really
don't seem like too much of a change is going to come. So we just kind of adjust to what is presented to us.
Right.
Basically, you know. And we just keep going. We keep hustling because we are those type of people. We just... Mm-hmm. You know, we're not giving up. We're not stopping. But it would be nice to get a little acknowledgement, a lot of help and, you know, opportunity instead of always just stealing our shit and, you know, claiming it as yours.
Right.
And that goes for every ethnicity that has culture.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Matt Damon and a few other people played the most powerful samurai in The Last Samurai.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, like we go to The Last Samurai. Yeah, yeah, it was Matt Damon. You know, just things like that. You know, like...
Why not hire a black person?
No, why not hire a samurai? A Japanese
okay, right, yeah.
You know, like it just doesn't make any sense to always culturalize the white man
mm-hmm.
into places where, you know, damn well he was not.
Exactly.
You feel
yep,
me?
I do.
And it's just, you know... Like, I always tell my sons, I crack joke about this, and I'll be like, by the time their kids become here, Biggie and Tupac will be white.
Right.
In the history books.
No, for real.
So like, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. You know, Kanye recently said we need to not call it Black History Month anymore, and I like that because it's like he pretty much was talking about the fact that it's constantly just reminding us of what we went through as slaves. Why are we not calling it Black Excellence Month? Why are we not calling it Black Promotion Month? I don't know. Or Black People of Shit Month? I don't know. But something besides just the Black history, because if it's only the history needs to be improved. We're still working on it being better. If we're going back, we going back to the shit that we're trying to get back
from. Yeah,
I mean,
it just feels like February is being thrown into the matrix and we just... walking a circle all month, and it's not for me. I really, you know, dipped out on that shit a long time ago.
I can't hold you. I think that recent comment is the only thing that's had me really think, because I used to be one of those like, oh, it's Black History Month, you know. But nah, actually, why are you constantly reminding us of slavery? Why are you constantly reminding us of our trauma?
Black Future Month.
Black Future.
Black Possibility Month.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Black Prosperity Month.
Period.
You know, those type of things.
And why just 1 month?
Need to be. I mean, it should be every month, but if you're going to give us 1 month to concentrate on it, then let's really concentrate on the future and not the past.
Period.
You know, it's obvious that these hoes ain't finna give us our 40 acres and a mule, even though Biden is over here ready to give our reparations to, you know,
don't to some get immigrants. Me on Jojo.
And, you know, it's just different things that happen to us that don't happen to nobody else. You know, I can speak from experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people don't understand what it feel like to walk in a store and constantly have the guys in the mirror or on the video camera or following you around. And people don't know what it's like to cross the street and have people lock their doors just because you're walking by the car in the crosswalk. Or, you know, they're walking down the sidewalk and a woman double clutching her purse. You know,
that's
just
gotta suck.
Things is what they are. And I'm not saying there ain't enough people out here of color that's doing dumb shit.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, all of that is learned behavior. It's all, you know, it's psychological damage.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel like, you know, that whole Black history thing and all of that type of stuff puts you back into that mindset.
You know? Yeah. And it
just shouldn't be there. So, yeah, if there's a way to fix that, then we can move forward and maybe we should start trying to promote it ourselves turn it into something more positive, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you can come together the way Black Lives Matter did, we could do that. I think as a community. I mean, it's not going to be overnight, but at the same time, you see how dope it is when we get together and make shit happen. I feel like if we all collectively felt that way and we were like, we're going to change that. It's not Black History Month anymore. It's Black Excellence Month. It's Black Prosperity Month. Like, I think it could maybe be a thing.
Yeah, but we got to be smart and we got to make sure it's us.
Yeah.
Because Black Lives Matter is not us.
You know, and I found that out in the middle of it and was feeling some type of way. And I also felt like after a while, it was once again used against us in a way. Like, I don't know if I can say against, but
it was against. It's a setup.
It's
a setup. You know, there's going to always be a setup. You know, if they can present something that's going to turn the tables and discourage, you know, the perspective on us in some kind of shape, form, or fashion, and that's what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? They're always going to present something that's going to make us look like we're ignorant or stupid or ghetto or, you know, non-intelligent. To push the envelope that direction is what.
And the other thing that I think is interesting, you saying ghetto, you know, I feel like there were so many things that were perceived as ghetto, having braids and walking in a store with your slippers on or whatever. And now a white person now has, you know, designer slippers and it's not ghetto anymore. Now a white person has cornrows and it's not a ghetto style anymore. You know, like, why and how did this happen that as soon as they do it, now it's better?
Because they're culture vultures.
Culture vultures.
You know what I'm saying?
That is about
it. They don't have any culture. They don't even have no origination. Everything they have, they stole. Let's just to be real. I'm not finna play the I got white friends game because everybody know one of my best friends is, but I don't care. Like, I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Like, right. It just is what it is. And, right. You know, dancing.
Mm.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, you know, the TikToker people, the Black TikTokers,
Let's not even talk about that. Let's not even talk about the commercials. Let's not even talk about how you got all these hip-hop dancers and you don't see one Black person.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most ignorantest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to, you know, even blues concerts. Like, mm-hmm. You know, where are all the Black blues singers?
Yeah, all I mean, what's the Grammys gone? And all of that?
It's just thievery. It's just everything is ours. You know, you follow suit. We're the power that be, so we're going to control you. You feel me? All the great music that's out that the world don't hear. You know, all the great songs that are out the world don't hear because they're not pushing that narrative of danger or killing or, you know, hood. So we don't want to play that because we don't want to put the Black mind back in a love state. Because if we put it back in a love state, then it's going to be in a state of camaraderie. And camaraderie may bring them folks together. And Edgar Hoover, we know,
right.
That's his biggest fear in life. He said it when they created the FBI task force, you know, his biggest fear was the unity of black people.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So, you schooled me on that.
Therefore, they know that we are powerful together.
Yes, absolutely.
And they will do everything they can to keep us from not doing that, from not being that, mm-hmm. like, period.
Yeah, no, listen, it's tricky out here. And I mean, I love being black. I've just really always been that girl. Like, I remember at one point, you know, my dad is a dark-skinned black man. I remember him telling me stories when I was younger about how he got pulled over and beat up by the police. And, you know, I personally think because I am, I guess, a light-skinned, I do get a little bit of privilege, but I don't think I recognized that until I was a little bit older. And I don't like it. It makes me mad. I feel like I'm for my people. And I don't think there should be any type of privilege because of how light or how dark you are. But I do think that falls into, even in the Mexican and the Hispanic community and stuff like that, and Indian, it is a colorism thing that goes on even on the inside of our situation. So I feel like sometimes we don't actually come together the way we should.
No, we don't come together because we've been mentally programmed. We've been programmed by television. We've been programmed by society. We've been programmed by commercials. We've been programmed by rules and regulations to, you know, you go to the jails, you know, the blacks, the whites, the Mexicans, ain't nobody together. They, you know, can't nobody be together. You got the white toilet, you got the Mexican toilet, you got the black toilet. Yes, there is no, you know, the blacks is with the blacks, the Asians is with the blacks, the whites is with the whites, the Hispanics are with the Hispanics. As a majority, you have the South Siders, the North Siders, and you have the, I forgot what they call them now, but regular Mexicans that are regular Hispanics.
Okay.
That they call those. But I forgot what they call it right now because it's been a minute. But that's how it's done. The separatism is set, you know, and they want to keep you separated because together we are unstoppable. If blacks and Mexicans and Asians ever came together, the rest of everybody else would cease to exist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we are the creatives. We are the cultures.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
I do.
Like, that's just what it is.
That's just what it is.
You got some white countries I feel have culture. Irish, like Ireland has culture.
Okay.
You know, Australia has culture. You know, there's certain places that, you know, that are lighter Caucasian driven that have culture.
Yes.
But for the most part, it's people of color.
Yeah.
You know, that create everything.
We the shit, basically.
Yeah, you know, and everybody steals from black people. Every culture steals from black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just look at the K-pop movement.
Mm-hmm.
The K-pop movement ain't nothing but the Backstreet Boys, New Edition, and NSYNC, you know, that they've now blown up into this thing, and now they're making millions and millions and millions of dollars just doing what we do.
Yes, they are. They doing it too.
You know?
But I mean, that's what they're doing on every front. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the Gucci's and the Louis and all that kind of stuff too. They out here.
Yeah.
Like I said, even with the whole, I don't know, the slippers and the braids and the whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as soon as you see it on a Kardashian, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't when I did it, when I went to work and they sent me home because my hair was too big.
Yeah.
You know? And now they actually have a contract in Hollywood about that. Like, you can't be, you know, not cast or not hired because of your hair. But I do remember a time where the hair thing was also a really hard thing for a black woman. Like, how do I wear it? And, oh, it has to be silky. It got to be pressed. It's got to look more like a white lady's. You know, so I'm always like, you know, I rock a fro all day. Get me some braids. And because I do want to represent more of that. And I think, though, in this time, it's cooler than it was. Because, I mean, a couple of years ago, you walk in with a fro and they might say, you got to go. You know, and that's just sad. It's just fucked up, honestly. And I mean, we're gonna change it.
We don't even want to talk about these cops. Cause,
oh, that's a whole.
Yeah, that's a whole nother shit. And I'm definitely a victim of that.
Really?
I remember the first, probably, this is the last time I got massively harassed. Was probably 2017, 2018. I had just bought this nice car. I ain't gonna say what it was. It was a nice car. And I'm driving around LA. I got pulled over 17 times in 1 week.
17? Are you exaggerating?
No. 17 times in 1 week. Just because, and there was no reason. They'd be coming one way, I'd be going the way, they would bust a U-turn to come pull me over. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
profiling
is out of control. Like, it's just out of control.
It's
like,
out of control.
They're trying to run your ID. They're trying to see if you have a record or warrants or anything they could pull you over for. Do I have probable cause to search your car? I smell something. I see something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're looking for anything to escalate the situation. You know, and you know, I'm a pretty big dude. I'm a brute. You know what I'm saying? And I've went at a few cops. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people think I'm crazy and told me I should have piped down and this, that, and other, but I can't deal with the disrespect.
Yeah.
Like, that's just me. I can't
deal with it. But you got to be careful still. So, like, as a black father, did you have a point where you talked to your son about how to handle the cops?
I have talked to my kids about that, but at the same time, you know.
And my other question,
my
do you feel like.
My oldest son is just like me. I can't hold it.
Like, was there a certain age that you felt like you needed to talk to him, or was it more so recently because of what's happened, or was this always something as your fatherhood vibe? You were like, I gotta talk to my son about this.
Always.
Okay. Because that's something I wonder.
My
was
son,
this a,
my nephew, the kids that I had hands in raising. Like, it's, I always talk to them about protecting themselves. I don't expect nobody to be me.
Yeah.
I don't expect nobody. Something happens with me when it comes to certain things. And anyone who's been around me in the midst of any kind of confrontations understand what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm either going to walk away, you know, and I'll be that moment. Like, because I know or recognize that that moment is not safe for neither one of us.
Yeah.
But if it's a moment where I'm standing my ground and I got anybody that's been around me, I don't even have to say nothing. They know something else comes out of me. And it's just not normal. It's not.
It's a trigger.
I mean the strength.
Oh, okay.
I mean
the
ability.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you're not walking around being that person.
No.
But when that happens, that trigger, when they hit that, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I think that's. Literally most of us, but that is a lot of black men as well, because it's like anytime you feel like you're being tried, I mean, listen, let's be real. You're going to want to handle your business. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what a lot of these cops, they prey on you about, because they know that it's going to fuck with you. They know if I start asking this nigga, when you know this is a good man in here who's handling his business, this man might have just came from church. You know what I mean? But if you asking to roll the windows down and you asking if he smell like weed and he know he just came from church, nigga, you fucking with me. Like, I'm mad automatically, and you know it, and that's how you're going to get me.
Yeah.
And so that's why you have to have a lot of, I think, real self-control, but that's easier said than done, because also, too, self-control is a practiced thing, and if you don't get tried like that all the time, and all of a sudden, on a random day after Bible study, you get pulled over, and, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
It's a mess.
So... I don't really know what to say or to do about it as a sole individual, except for our community to come together and figure out this Black Excellence Month. I think that's our first step. February is rolling up on us soon, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, we need to come together. When they start throwing up Black History Month, we need to have the Wakanda sign with an X or something and be like, nah, now it's Black Prosperity Month in this bitch. You like my
voice? Yeah.
I sound like I was like a real
to black folks, everybody out there of color, let's change the narrative. Let's try to change the narrative, y'all. Let's make Black History Month more positive, and you know, hopefully the media catch heat and stop presenting the pictures of us being hosed down and marching across Salem, the bridge, all that good old stuff. You know, let's get into the more of these kids that are graduating Harvard at 16 years old,
inventing things,
and these.
Kids in certain foundations and
coding and into fintech. And
exactly.
And different things like that. Like, let's move towards
a new narrative.
Stuff that's, that's a brand. That's a great word.
Yes, let's have a new narrative, you know? Because we want it to be up and it's up and it's up and it's stuck for our black community. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm saying that's here. That's how we doing it.
We
staying
humble. We hustling hard. You already know.
Y'all tune in again.
Holla.